Sorry about that. Case number 10718, Gurry L. Dove, east of Road 327, Dogwood Acres Road, southwest intersection of Suntan Court and Dogwood Estates Drive, being lot 42 within Dogwood Estates development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Names and addresses, please.
Gurry Dove, 32481 Suntan Court, Dagsboro, Dover.
Francis Dove, same address.
And do you both swear or affirm? Testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Thank you.
We're here tonight. We're looking for, they have a 15-foot setback on our property, on the side of our property. We're wanting to build a storage shed on the side of an existing garage, which will set me 9 foot to the property line.
You're saying a storage shed?
Well, it's a lean-to shed for garden equipment.
Okay, because on here you got a carport. You wanted to build a
carport. It's basically a carport storage shed. I have a picture of it if you care to see that.
It's already built?
No. No, sir.
Okay.
What's the width you want to build this?
The width is 12 foot. And the length is going to be 24 foot
long. And will it just be a roof, or will it have sidewalls?
Just a roof with four support beams.
Okay. What's between the existing garage and your house?
A septic system.
I mean, is that a patio between the two?
No, it's just grassed area.
Okay, because it appears to be something right there. This is your house. Is this part of your house?
That's the detached garage, the existing detached garage.
And what's this? That's why I wear them all the time.
I'm sorry. This here is the driveway.
This is the driveway?
This is the driveway. Called the driveway area.
Right.
This is the detached garage. This is the proposed.
Okay. Carport. So this is concrete, a pad?
Grass.
Okay. And what would be the reason that you couldn't build it on the inside?
The septic field is there.
Septic, okay.
Originally, when we, our original plans, we wanted the carport off the side of the detached garage, and because of the setback, the builder said we were not able to do that. And that was back in March when we built the house. So now we're looking for the variance to go ahead and do that as planned originally.
You just built all this in March?
We moved into the house in March, yes, sir.
But the house was already there?
No, it's a new house.
Okay, you built it, and it's all yours.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, you heard me earlier about the standards for granting a variance. Can you address those for us?
Like we can, sir.
Okay. Do you need a copy of this?
Do you have a copy of mine there?
No, I never received a copy of that, no.
They were with your application. They come with every application, but if you like, here's a copy that you can use. And it's just the standards for granting a variance. You see that there's five standards. Uniqueness cannot otherwise be developed, not created by the applicant. Won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, the minimum to afford relief.
Yeah, I believe we can meet all this. Yes, sir.
Well, you have to convince us that they will. Now, if you would like more time to do that, we can allow you to come back on November 15th. Because if you can't convince us that you meet those standards, it's unlikely that we're going to approve it.
Well, the shallowness of the lot on the side is that's our only option on that side of the garage. One.
Would you like to have more time to prepare and come back?
Yes, sir, I would.
Fair enough. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we leave the public hearing open until, well, I guess you want to hear from opposition or in favor, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Just wait.
Is that later on in the meeting?
No, I'm gonna.
We're not.
I'll probably make a motion for November the 15th. That'll give you time to study that and come up, you know, present your cases to how you think you meet those standards. Okay?
That'd be November 15th?
That would be my recommendation. I wouldn't recommend that you try to do it tonight.
All right, thank you.
Now, what about calling here for the people that's in favor and opposition, and they should have kept him until then?
Oh, yeah.
I think we're a little bit out of order then, don't you? Letting him go now or not then?
No.
So they're here, they want to ask him some questions or something.
Okay.
He's still here. He's gone now, though, right?
He's still here.
He's right here.
Okay. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we leave the public hearing open until November the 15th so the applicant can better prepare to address the standards for granting a variance.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we leave case number 10,718 open until November the 15th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Okay, sir?
Thank you.